Kwazwai, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira nchirongwa chedu chive chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami Michael Hove. Welcome, Muria Zimbabwe, to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We are coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Muria Zimbabwe, mtsakazo muhle. I'm your host, Michael Hove. Once again, dinom kamchira nchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove. Tsakazo muhle Muria Zimbabwe, I'm your host Mike Hove. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday the 28th of January 2020. Nasi mchirongwa tonight on The Connection Muria Zimbabwe. We chose Isikhathi. This time last year, ilizwe lonke was joining hands. The whole country was united as we were all mourning. Kodwa namhla kuhlelo sithe hayi kuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi we look back to what happened in January 2019 lapho ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngempela ngeqhawe nyika yese yeZimbabwe yakarasikirwa negamba guru. Today on The Connection we decided it's important ukuthi sithakazelele impilo kamuyi Tirangare Upenyu Wamshakavu Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi, the man who a lot of experts argue ukuthi nguye ngempela, the man who is the arguably the most decorated Zimbabwean musician of all time. Now Ubaba Mtukudzi was a lot of things ngempela. He was a philanthropist, he was also a human rights activist, he was also the Goodwill Ambassador, UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador to Southern Africa. What a man. So sithe namhla kuhlelo silingenise nonke mpinde mese muri eZimbabwe sixoxe ngobunengi bethu ukuthi ubaba Mthukudzi, what exactly did he do for abantu abasakhulayo, njalo ukuthi what kind of legacy did he leave behind for the youth of Zimbabwe. Saka muri eZimbabwe, in the spirit of looking back at impilo kababa Mthukudzi, Baba Mthukudzi has had the opportunity of being interviewed on VOA by a lot of different reporters from Studio 7, from Voice of America. Now, let's go back to 2018. Lapo, host of Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell, got a chance to catch up with Baba Mthukudzi in the spirit of looking back. Let's take a look.
Norton, Zimbabwe is the home of Pakare Paye Arts Center. The founder of the center is Oliver Mthukudzi, the legendary Tuku. We're about to meet him, the perfect time to catch up with him, find out what he's up to, and see how he's giving back to the community through music. Tuku, it is such an honor and a privilege to be here at your gorgeous arts center up here in Norton, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, sir. It's good to see you once again after how many years? I think that was 2012.
It was, and you were in the VOA studio in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Hey, Oliver. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm fine, thanks.
And I said then, I really would like to visit your school. Can I do that if I come to Zimbabwe? And you said...
Oh, yes. Well, yes, you can. You're welcome.
So tell me, what has been happening and what are you doing now with your music?
Well, I'm yet to release my 67th album, so I'm very excited.
What is going to be different or special about this album? I mean, that might be hard to say since you've done so many, but is there one thing?
Oh, yes. Every album has got its own topic. It's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. We are following our passion instead of being who we are.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to the parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, medical doctor. and they push their child to be a medical doctor, and yet he was created to play a drum.
Right now, we're in front of the SAM at the Quincy Conference Center, dedication to your lost son. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, he is the one who started the conference center. So
yeah, it's his.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, Edge is catching up, but I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku Oliver Mutukudzi, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
All right. Well, you saw it there. Tadzora Ndagaro Tatsaiwa. Let's go back to 2018. Lapo, the host of Music Time in Africa, or Heather Maxwell's VOA lady, caught up with Oliver Mtuku. Then he was talking about how, he's getting old. He's released over 60 albums. Mtsakazo Muhle, 60 albums. But Uthi, hype music is all he is. He can't stop being himself. So that was Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi. What kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi leave for you, umuntu ongisakhulayo? Young musicians, what kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi leave for you? Sakalamshila upinda mchirongwa, pinda mchirongwa, muriye Zimbabwe, mchuzoka uti. What songs did you love from Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi? Njaluguti, what did those songs mean to you? Njaluguti, yeah, Ubabu Mtukudzi. What did he resemble? What kind of legacy did he leave behind? We're broadcasting live on our radio on a 909 medium wave frequency, sikhona njalo ku 4930 15460, njalo ku 13860 kilohertz ku short wave. On the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages as we speak, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voanw.com. Lingakhohlwa phela zuluka indaba ukuthi sikhona ku Facebook, saka Musa Kangano Jekari, that we're broadcasting live on Facebook on our three web pages. So can I stop in Amchirongwa? You can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. Magatira Chirongwa Chile Chile Chitniki, Muria Zimbabwe, Ushelo T Connection, Lilami Umai Kobe.
Hey ta, hola, Ndeipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I also tell neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
@BigMike3 on Twitter and Jalogo Instagram, so you can chat it up with me. After the program worked off for the next hour, sikhona lapha emakhasini amathathu ku VOA Ndebele, ku VOA Shona, njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So before I head over to the first young gentleman, hi, who's going to be joining me live ecingweni, let us check what people are saying about Ubabu Tuku. Anzi ipapeji relu re VOA Shona maro zvanyura anzi tete mavi chimbofona ikani vaisa number aiwa tichakufonera inhasa ari pachirongwa ndini Mike Hove kwete tete mavi. Egias Bati, yes, Mkoma, say, how far today, watching you from Kapa. He put his number, Aiwa, Mkoma, Egitak Fondrai, Donald Mamboma, live and clear, Vaisa number, Aiwa, Tunotena, Mkoma, Donit, Tak Fonerai, Teliwe Nkwena, Uti, Tuku, Ngempela, Tuku, Anzina Poas, Chaya Kuru, Bopocho, that's his favorite song, Bopocho. Egias Banyura, Anzichikon, Zero, chaita musoro uteme aiwa ngempela ngempela yibo abantu abakhona kukhasi lethu ele VOA shona na pa VOA Studio 7 tuona ukuthi wanda ukuthi chiko kulo boss uphinde wabhala ngempela ukuthi khanya ngani uboss is following on both pages anzi bophotho ya Oliver Mthukudzi ndiyo yano farira anzi na Norman ndafunga dande anesu ubhalile ngempela uthi anzi tiri kubathika tripa zimba ujomo ukuthi uthi good evening watching you all from DRC Kolokwezi district. My song Vuma wa Sakara Vuma wa Unyana. So abantu bakhona ngempela asibonene ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Kuviwa endebele kukhona unesisadube uthi unjani msakazi ngiyaphila nesisa wena unjani uMario Dliwayo la ukhona kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo uMabaleka uthi watching you from DRC unjani Mabaleka uDanisa uthi how's it bafanas Mike anzi ngikwelalele ngise Jersey who's it bafo who's it. Now let's head over to my first guest who's joining me live. He's a young gentleman. He's a hit recording artist. He's worked like Ubaba Mthukudzi as well as yena uthini. Bekezela Nkomo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bafo.
Ngibonga mina kakhulu bakithi selibonana nabalaleli be VOA Studio 7. Ngibonga kakhulu khona ngapho all the way from South Africa. Namhlanje kutholile nje kumnandi amafu nje awekho. Sky is clear. So,
no, we're excited to have you, Bafo. Let's get straight into it. Ubaba Oliver Mthukudzi. A lot of young people have spoken loud, have spoken clear about Ubaba Mthukudzi. They feel like he left not just a big dent in the Zimbabwean music industry, but in the world's music industry in general. They feel ukuthi bona njenge sizwe not just Zimbabweans kuphela kodwa they feel as though they've lost iqhawela ngempela. Wena uthi ngaloko bekezela.
Well, the United legends don't die, they just multiply, they reincarnate. And if you look shortly, you will realize that exactly what he did. There's a lot of us out here who took on the pattern. When he did his last show in Bulawayo in September, before he passed on, we spent the whole day together because we were booked together in that show. So it was the first time Ubaba had close contact with me. It felt like I'd known him for years. From the breakfast show at around 6 a.m., Saturday breakfast, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, lunch, up until Gambana, Singena, to spend the show together. And I felt that energy being passed on, you know, between the two generations. I thought that I was going to get a chance to do a song with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he passed on before we could do the song together. I sent him the song. He liked it, but we couldn't do it together because he was already self-sick. Not December, not January, up until the 23rd when he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I noticed that he wasn't excited about doing a song with me. He was excited about passing the baton to me, hence the way he was speaking with me. He was not a big talker. He was a smooth talker. But he was gently and I think he saw that space. And as a spiritual person, we are very spiritual singers. So after we had the news of his passing, I was called by a private television station network now in South Africa called EMCA. They wanted me to do a tribute of Ubaba Oliver Mthukudzi in studio live on TV. And I tell you the pressure that I was in to try and play Mary. I couldn't play it. I didn't know how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was still practicing Mary, I fell asleep when I'm like, I just dozed off. I don't know how. So he came to me through a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up, he didn't do anything. He just appeared. I saw him clearly. We were sitting around. He came into the room. And when I woke up, I forgot that I was trying to play Mary. I played it as it is. If you want proof of that, everyone can go to my Instagram page at Delivera Music. Scroll through my timeline, you'll see a performance of Inaria that I did at Botswana sometime last year. I posted it there in a Khoisan. You will see it was just me and my guitar. That performance made UDJ Sibu by South Africa to go to my Instagram page and say, Regezela, I would like to do a collaboration with you in honor of the government to connect the radio in area. Mm-hmm. So I believe that is testament of how Ubabu Oliver passed on the baton to me. And I believe there is a lot of other artists out there who are young, Abangashana, who impacted me, Male Injela. For instance, Sipu Perita, Uzamjele, during his last tour, he taught the government to around the country. Mm-hmm. Abu Brian Kay, Arare, he was one of the last dudes to actually go and play for Ubabu Mtukudzi when he was at his deathbed and he couldn't get up. But when Brian K played one of Ubabu Mtukudzi's song, Ubabu Mtukudzi stood up and got strength and began to his song. So there's a lot of stories of Andabanga Kuluma on how Ubabu Mtukudzi reincarnated or multiplied. It's actually still alive through us.
Now, Bege, as we continue to talk about legacy, Ubabu Mtukudzi, you know, a lot of young people, we saw him build the Phakare Phaya Center, you know, which targeted towards inspiring young people and just, not just inspiring them, but also teaching them hands-on what it means to make music, how you're supposed to make it, and so forth. Besides his legacy from an international standpoint, because we heard you talk about DJ Sbu, Usis Perita, and so forth, from a local standpoint, is there something that he left for Nina Njengenja? I know Utwena, you're beyond just Zimbabwe, you're also in South Africa and so forth. But for local young people, is there anything that Ubabu Mtukudzi left for them?
Yeah, he did. I'm glad that you mentioned Iphakare Phaya in Norton. It was a center for the young stars to come, and it was a space that he created for the young stars to come and learn music and you know, the ethics of the performing arts. But within that, he went a step further to create an annual festival that was called the Solo Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, the Solo Festival, Ubabu Mtukudzi, what he did is that he encouraged artists to learn how to play an instrument and perform alone on stage without backing. You can realize looking at an album where he did that was called Ndeka Zwango, just him alone and the guitar. He wanted to teach us how the economic in this industry to say, if the promoter calls Ndekezela and says, look, I know you're charged 65,000 for a full band, but I've got 25,000. He would encourage us to take the 25,000 and go alone and play alone. You know, because we tell you that yesterday you didn't have the 25,000. So I think the last solo festival, the last festival that Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi had was the festival about the solo festival. He had to Zahara, he had to Perita, and he had other solo artists as well. Mm-hmm. Just a second, hold on a second.
Okay. So,
what Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi did is that he would encourage artists to actually come and perform as solo artists, which is one thing that I learned as well from that sort of festival. I can also come and perform just me and my guitar alone, mm-hmm. and just do that. I mean, just yesterday I was performing for the ANC 108th birthday, and it was just the last day of the moment. This is 10th day. We've got a song together. Come through. I was able to get on that stage, just me. And just performed my song just alone. So he would encourage people to learn. So locally, that's what he left us with a fishing line instead of fish.
All right, Bege, I say Aguza Bafo. Now, I have another guest that's lined up, so let me give you your last opportunity to Usnigeze Amaz Akokina, and then we'll move over to the next guest. What would be your closing remarks to this conversation as we talk about Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi?
I'd like to say his legacy lives on, with Mike. His legacy lives on, and through us, literally, it's up to us. Yes, it's pretty quite big shoes to fill. But spiritually, so he will give us the strength to go on and on. Nina, at Begezela Music, check me out on Twitter, at Begezela Music on Instagram, at Begezela Music One Word, and on Facebook, at Begezela. You see a pretty big project that I've lined up, but I'm working with Studio Notices too. Doing a remake of Inaria in a more upbeat tempo. That is another way of to honor him. Nami, I'll be releasing my next album in September. I will also do a tribute song that I wrote to Ubabu Mtukudzi. So his legacy will never die. It will continue to live on. Never.
All right, Siyabonga Bege, thank you so much and good luck. We'll make sure we want to follow your journey as we await this album. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chela.
Well, you heard it there, folks, from Ubekezela Uthi. Legends never die, they reincarnate themselves. You heard him talk about his experiences and others around him that talk about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Another thing he seemed to highlight was Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. Earlier on, I spoke about how Ubaba Mthukudzi is someone who is seen as a global icon. Now, before we head over to some cool jams of Ubaba Mthukudzi, regaintange na chora mtirongo, wokutanga rupina mchirongo, asuzeni ukuthi umlaleli wokuqala ongena yokuhlelongani. And then we'll chat it up with the music. Kola kola mtereri, ndi nom kamchila mchirongo, ngbano connecting weni, arparo narendi ay.
Hello, magadi mkoma ik.
Hey, zuru famba ere mkoma.
Ah, zuru famba, gurize kwa muru.
Ah, ndi zo indi, arparo narendi ay.
Ndi nzi gift makuya na, ndri kwa mtere.
Aywa mkoma gift, tino chenda shukuru sana kupinda mchirongo, wona imanje, gorela pura, tukaenda, munoti inazo ezos.
Ah, takara skir was a ganyanya, mkoba maiki kunyanya, vizira redu tisasa kuti, vana doktori vwa mtukuti, vanu wa imba music ya ite, wane mazira ese, vanu wa imba music ya ngayene message. Taka shudu shudu tongo tiri waza kuti takara skir wa hindi, ameno tisasa wana mwa muna nongo na vuharaburi rura wakati sire.
Hmm, nde, pane nziyo ya chuku ya mnufarira ere mkoba?
Ya ndiyo nyanyo farira ndiyo ndipangu ndasakura ndapeza ndiyo ndiyo ino ndiyo zakanaka ndiyo kukuti mupenyu wedu kazhinji babele kiti watari savani wakati koshera kazhinji mkulalama wakati piedeza kuzukoro nei kutoswa tiyo pachao vani wakazoto rete wakati opeza saka dasino yu zasara fatiri saka ndiyo ndika ndiyo mkwa kwa ikino ndipata saka yanya kuti ndiyo ipameza saka fana niyo kutuwa pereke wale kwa kati hai nipamuda I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house.
Ah, manzara kwa kutara ndee kuti kune mure kwa tuku tungo chaiwa tine urombo ne kutakara sikirwa ne gamba uyo kumuye Zimbabwe tine urombo zakare takara sikirwa ne gamba mtukudzi munhu achaida vaive baba vaive sekuru vaive mukoma kubudiza kwemusiyo dzavo dzavaiimba vaipinda mudzimba dzedu muupenyu hwedu zvese vaitibatanidza uchema Zimbabwe nakabatana.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru samukoma nekupinda muchirongwa tinotenda. All right, Zimbabwe Muse, you heard there from our first caller, Ugift, uyakhuluma ngempela, Hanza Aiwa Thuku. He made it very clear, even through his music, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo, Hanza Chimuthi ndirikusira. Now let's head over to some music of Ubaba Mthukudzi. The first song I'm going to introduce to you is a song. Earlier on I mentioned ukuthi Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. So let's check out a reincarnation that he made of Ingoma yakhe, Neria, where he featured a lady, Smith, a blacksmith, Mambazo Azishi, or not producer. Let's check it out. Mbonangani Ingoma yakhe ukuthola. Whilst we look for
Maria Newe, Maria, Maria de Luiz. Zawore mwoyo kaneria, Maria de Luiz.
Maria de Luiz.
Maria de Luiz.
Neria, usaure moyo kaneria, kwai mwarianewe. Leamuzwa ubabu Oliver Mthukudzi with Lady Smith Black Mambazo. Let's check out ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. Abantu ngempela khona khanya abantu bakhona. Tendai ari kuti hanze aiwa phone aya papa Cape Town ndiri kukonai tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Tendai tichakufonerai. Jairos naye obvaisa number hanzi watching you Tuku Music ndizo hanzi nyanga yenzou. Obey uti VOA Studio 7 munondipisa manyemwe. I say bonga kakhulu. Now let's head over to my second guest before si qaluthatha abanye abalaleli. Let's hear what he has to say. Umnumzana uFarai Mufuti, he's a musician ungale kwelengilandi. Farai, welcome to the program, buddy. Skipan.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining, brother. Namhla we're speaking about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Oliver Mthukudzi, earlier on we had another guest, Uvegezela, who was speaking about the legacy, and he said, in his firm opinion, the one thing about Oliver Mthukudzi that he can say is, legends never die, they reincarnate themselves. What do you have to say about the legacy of Ubaba Mthukudzi?
I definitely concur with that sentiment. I think, just even speaking in greater depth to that legacy, I think what he was able to do was not only represent the art of Zimbabwe and who he was as a father and as a performer in our country, but he was able to also equally export our cultural artistic value by virtue of how he worked in Southern Africa and in particular in Africa at large by looking at it collectively as looking at music as an opportunity to demonstrate our cultural diversity and equally the uniqueness of the Zimbabweanness, as it were, but also essentially create an identity with the international market by creating value for us. You know, he toured extensively in festivals in Canada and America, as you know. And so he not only was he a legend in that sense, in the purest sense of the term, but he equally was someone who became a national ambassador to the cultural value system that defines us as Zimbabwean. So he was beyond just a musician. He was an icon, and he was his stature in African music and progressing the African agenda is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Now, Farai, as we speak about Ubaba Mthukudzi, you spoke about, you know, how he was international, and a lot of people have acknowledged Ubaba Mthukudzi wasn't just known as a musician, he was also a philanthropist, he was a goodwill ambassador, he was a family man. What do you have to say about the legacy, what he left for Abantu Basakhulayo?
Well, you know, it's just beyond having a sense of self-identity as Zimbabweans, as Africans, as a musician. I think one thing he always pushed was the agenda of having a sense of originality, to be able to articulate your music and to not leave your identity behind your music. As he was able to, especially in a world where culture is at war, you know, in terms of dominant cultures, he wanted us to be able to have to be able to sing any genre we'd like, but to equally identify our sense of self within that music. So I think that's one of the most profound lessons of not distorting your intellectual capabilities by equally respecting local information as well, local cultures, local histories, and the things that form us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the most powerful things that he gave us as a young generation. But not only, notwithstanding that, he equally allowed us to respect the arts, to have to you know culturally our culture has always shone
the answer, something that is not seen as intelligent. But he was able to demonstrate, not just financially, but equally through through the message within his music, the sense of depth and cultural value that it gave. So he left us a long-lasting lesson that art can be a way to convey, unite, and equally teach an entire society. And he didn't only just teach one society, but it was a world message. And till today, I think you'd find that I'm currently in Germany, and you'd find that he has a name here. He has footprints in America, he has footprints in England, and he did exceedingly well in exporting the intelligence that comes within our culture and our social value system.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a caller, and then I'll come back to you. Angus, well.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana Ufarai Mufuti and Lai Ugumsebenzo Ushabela, just like Uvegezela and Ufarai Lai Uya Shopelumbo Nake for about Imbali, Egababu Oliver Mthukudzi. When Utini ngo Tabulu Kone Putwini, what do you have to say about legacy Egababu Mthukudzi? Pala Pela, Umbono Wako Ukasi Lechuele VOA Ndebele, Nyorai Maondre Nyupa, Page Redu, Re VOA Shona. Aba Fisungina Ushelo, you can text your name and number to Facebook, Ukasi Lechu, LFVOA. Ndebele. Asase numlaleli ngatitore mtereri arupina mchurongwa tinzo kuti iwo wano ti yenutini nyembali gababu mtukuti. Kolo kola mtereri ndino mkamchura mchurongwa nga wamgelo kshero ndiana ripopa nara.
Mkoma maiki masera fi. Mkoma jono utimamboma.
Ah mkoma joni ndepi ndepi.
Ndi si mkoma maiki.
Ah bo bo.
Nile shiro mkwa saka naka chandio farida ku. Zitaro kuti Oliver mtukuti zita guru pasirosi. It's unfortunate that this is not a thing that we can do. We can't do it. Mkatira kambo imhida song by song pale message jiripo zikutoto bata series tatu za honga zidepa taka wamtu kuzindiza ndonye ya kwa tia kutino ndia wanga wane message ndia wai yambira mara wamira tineita kete kutu wanga shimba sumo zimedika huko society meduma ntinenge jiri zuzi za wanya kutasa na zuzi taka ndia kubatira kwa waka zika mkatasa kutu wamtu kuzibaa shitanga wai banana james jimombila shiku batira kutu wa shitanga asi mkasa kolabo makolaborishi na wakaita ni wakaita na waka wanda 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 wana sulu wana ja preza wana wana waka wanda 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 guntule wana toki wana mepi ya sinere waka sulu zira wa hindi waka wanda wa hindi wa shinji waka buprano mwaka wa sama nyanga wana waka kutenda kana wana kutenda wana chiposho kutenda wana guna wana guna kutenda sama nyanga wana roya waka player wa hindi watina wana asya
ndekapi kanzi yoka chukuka mnufarira mkumadoli.
Ah, ndiyo fara ndiyo zao zaka wanda si mukandiri zira osho kuti ngwarai ngwarai wanangu zini kweta yukuti kumunga kuna apka zuzu zaka nyanya zuzu zini kweta anu nziru wangu kwa mtavara ya wanya zuku wawu katerida so wanya zuku wawu si ya ndiyo zaka bikwe
wae makasaru zanziyo zuzu zinorewei kwa muri
ii kamboke kuti ngwarai ngwarai ndi unamasu kuti kakanyanya kunangana na upenyo nere ila kana mwanaka kura nere ndo kitu wano mkatisa pa message wano wano imba wa chiki mpani ndi kato ndi mwia ndi tepatine ngida ndinya kuri wano wanga wafa ini wana wangu msala mfure maiso mngwari ama jino kununu raiza haka pinga paya usasa mkoti au sharehu wakana chavati saida yao wangu yu kama mkoti yesi yesi taka ii message ya kasimba kutika na ori nere ila wafa kwa kutu usmiri yao. So, chenja nakaya ya kutipasa mnyoyo, chanaka fariza kuti so furame, so wangu wani nga wachida kukuta sawa nukubatira bati, wani nga waka kupinga ndari taka wakaitera yiso mnyoyo nye message mwiri jipyo kutu ukangwetele ya kakosu nanya zo zamisa humbano kuna mbwana kutu ino kwa hivyo so mbatu kazo zamisa humbano kwa hivyo kwa hivyo kwa hivyo kwa hivyo so kwa suona mbukura rama kwa hivyo.
Right, mkoma joni chipeta hurukuro nemi mune mazwele eku kandira kune muri yaba mtukuzi
manzindi nao mkoma maiki manzandi nika ngosira muri yaba mtukuzi. It's unfortunate kuti mwana wawo se mkoma na waka wane chirongwa chacha waiti nzo une murumda anga wa shizi zisa wa shizi nenda mwana wawo asukute ya saka kufamba one pangu maragata matongi la wawo iwo vakatozoimba vakati ndakaronga dondoza vaifunga kuti iwo ndivachatanga semu wosara wasi vakaronga havo dondo asina kutonga kwamwari asina zvatingaita asi kuvasikana vavo tikataka tinoona kuti zviri kuratidza kuti vamutukudzi negazi yavo haiwiri pasi kana vana vavo vasikana vana seuma varipo vasikana vavo vose vari kuzama kuratidza kuti vanoda kuti zita rababa vavo risarova saka ivapo ndinofara nazvo izvozvo zvinhu zvandinofadza zvino zvinotifadza chaizvo saka ndongoti pamhuri yavo ngavarambe madivisions mamwe anomboitika tiga kuti kwese pane pasiwa panomboitikawo matensions vamwe achitakukonera vachitangirana vakubhura matei asi toda ngoti zita rava mutukudzi risarova legasi yavo mutukudzi ngaisegekova nekuda kwaizvozvo vana vava vasikana ava tinoona kuti varikuita zvinofadza chaizvo tinoona hedu kuti panogona kunge pane makakata mahenze but seuma ari kufadza chaizvo chero paakaa akamboita masho ake kunana Cape Town tari kuti mutukudzi haringarovi kana varipo kana kuchazoyawo muzukuru kana kuti samanyanga hatiri kuti mbiri yavo ingonzi yangu pakatika nokupera kwavo iwo munhu wanga ari munhu mukuru
aiwa achakunzwa zvakanaka mukomaiyavotovao
tinoona sekuti varipo kudangebasa ravakasiya vaita maalbamu ese vakasiya kana mukazongowanawo kanguva kupera mongozovovawo ngwarai ngwarai kana muna kusoko
ndontwarizvisa zvaio tichakutsvagirai mukoma Joni tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa
maita basa mukoma mai maita basa nekutira pazuva rakanaka kudai
aiwa totenda
zvikurukurangarira mabasa asamanyanga
Right, mhuri yezimbabwe you just heard there from umlaleli wetu udonald mamboma nyezo kuti nyilo munye umlaleli ndiri kunzwa kuti ndine umwe mutereri asi zoni kuti yena umlaleli uthini ngodabule khona egotwini kola kola mutereri ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ari popa rinhari ndiyani
maradiko
aiwa tiri nani ndiani ari popa rinhari apo
nditarisai madhoki takofa kunya
mukoma tarisai zviri kufamba
aiwa bo zvekuti dhu
onai manje mukoma tari taane gore mushakabvutuku aenda munoti nazvo izvozvo
ya zvinotibaya mutuku yange iri ndohuri chaiyo yaikumasamanyanga chaiwo asikungoti pakaita zvako kuparadzaniswa kwenyama asi tinotifambai murugare ava samanyanga vaindinakidza kana ndikaririko kasikuti todini
kufarakao aiwa takudza zvakanaka mukoma
zvanga zvitaurwa namukomawo abvao right ichokwadi dzodzo murume uyu akabata basa guru refu kwete rekutamba naro zvokuti hakuna umwe angazvigona izvozvoizvo akatigonera akatisiyira nhaka hombe cha
hakuna kana vechidiki vanogona kuzviitawo here mukoma
kusina hakuna cheresa tishe takazvigona zvaizvo
saka murita hapana
anga asina kuti asina rusarura kuti ii gospel isungura ichi aibatsira pese anga asingasarure
zvino mukoma tarisai tichitarisa nyaya yekuti ivo vamutukudzi and vakabuda pachena vachinyatsotaura vachiti vechidiki hanzi remangwana nderenyu takaona vakavhura pakare paye studios vachida kubatsirawo vechidiki nemaonderenyu pane zvavakaitira vechidiki munyika ya
ipapo vakatigonera because pakare paapa tinoita zvatinoda napo saka kutaisasei zvedu vakatigonera pakatosiyana nedzimwe nzvimbo isusi vechidiki vakatigonera zvisingaiti zvokuti hatina kutenda zvikuru
aiwa ndakunzwai zvakanaka mukoma tarisai petai muchikanda mazwi maviri matatu kune mhuri yava muchikudzi
ndinoko mhuri yava mutukudzi ndongoti ngatichenei tiine tariro inzira yedu tose hapana chatakaitira mwari tiepo panyika hapana chatakaitira mwari tisabve panyika saka zviriko kwatiri tese neso tichateera zveduwa saka ngavazore murugare ngatichemei netariro
aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa mukoma tari
aiwa paribvoo maita basa
right mutsvakazwa muhle you just heard there from umnumzana utarisai uyakhuluma phela ukuthi hayi ubapo mutukudzi he left shoes so big ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozagcwalisa his shoes hayi kuthiwa it's scary so ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli I'm not sure if I have another caller ngilomunye umlaleli na do I have another caller okay akula mlaleli let's go back to ufarai and then we'll go back to some music of uyena ubaba umthukudzi farai are you still on the line farai
yes I am
okay So you heard the callers, they echoed their sentiments, and they all are heartbroken because of that. And some of them feel as though the legacy that Mtukudzi left was so big, so, so big. What do you have to say as a young musician too about the legacy that Mtukudzi left, especially for the youth of Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, so put it this way, we my band and I, when we played, we played primarily to the European markets. And of course, you know, you'll have the African diaspora market that we are equally played for. And what we found to be a great contribution, at least for me, which I led in the writing of the songs and co-productions and so forth, is that sound matters. But more so, to a greater depth, messaging matters. What we are talking about in our songs, and equally the style. How separate are we in terms of how are we able to place the national identity of who we are and where we're coming from? All these senses, these sentiments of identity, he really taught us to not separate them. He would take his whole self, his upbringing, his background, everything about himself was fully put and instilled in the music. And that's why it meant so much to people. That's why it's a national treasure, because he was able to instill a sense of his own individuality into the music and not separate his critical identity, what he was himself. I actually noticed something today when I was preparing for this, in an interview that he had in Canada, how stubborn he was when it came to preserving the African image. So he was having an interview in Canada, and the interviewee made a joke that, you know, we hope that when the people come to your show, they don't actually use Zimbabwean time. And he became a very stern face and said, it's not Zimbabwean time, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
As to demonstrate how he valued how Africa was perceived, how Zimbabwe was perceived, and how equally perceivably how he was perceived. So he was a man of high stature. So I think the legacy that we take away as the youth is to carry on with that sense of national pride and that sense of continental pride and who we are as a people. But as we carry on with it, let us equally instill it in our production, in our music. Let us equally, we are the ambassadors of art and culture from our country. So you speak to a German band, they're going to talk about, they're going to identify themselves with who they are. As is the case with Jamaica, as would be the case in the United States, I think one of the critical things that I think he contributed amongst many others is his sense of pride in who he was and how he never left that behind in his music.
Mm-hmm. All right, Farai, what's in your bum? Mumlum, Tatumum Lalin, this old mum terri, Arbuti, Yazoxinum Lalung, and I would say, Colum terri, Yagam Gelab Shalom, but no connect to me.
Hello?
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Yapira, Mike.
Eh, mbano connecting when? Baba Mshanga, ukainda te, ko...
Gise Botswana lapa.
Gunja ne Botswana, babu.
Ay, siyapila, babu.
Nantu tabo olukone kutwini, baba. 1 year later, babu, Mtukudzi usehambile. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala, uthi ngoda olukone, babu.
Ah, sizahlekile baba, uOliver Mtukudzi sizahlekile, ngisithanda kakhulu.
Ungathini ngembali yakhe baba Clifford?
Imbali yakhe, hey, usebenzile kakhulu baba lo. Usebenzile kakhulu uOliver Mtukudzi. Sizahlekile kakhulu.
Kukhona na ongathi he's left for abantu abasakhulayo elizweni baba?
All over the country, la kona pama ungabulalele, pama reti ya Botswana, va kuluma ngayo ukuthi legend.
Usakhona baba Clifford?
Ngikhona baba.
Right. Uphosele phele amazwi akho okugcina, uphosele kumuleka baba Thuku.
hayi ngithi bangalahlizele kona kuseva baqhubeke ngomntu uNkulunkulu khona uNkulunkulu khona siye phambili akithi kule club le yakade seyivulile lapha eZimbabwe lapha
ngempela
so iye phambili iproblem yigovernment yakithi man igovernment yakithi hayi ive problem corruption too much uyabona iproblem ekhona lapha
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford.
Abahlabeleli bakhone ukuthi bakhone ukuthi abahlabeleli labo kanye kumele i-government ibancedise ukuthi baproduce ingoma zabo. Ukuthi kathethe mawena ungabe iphela anti uyabona ukuthi ngesikhathi sabo mdalo Oliver Mfukuthi bebekhona ukuthi beyotshwa ma ukuxa ingoma uphela u-Oliver Mfukuthi bengahlabeli ingoma ngokucabangela umuntu ukuthi usuku njani kumbe ipolitiki njani wabona. Ubehlabela ingoma zakhe ngobunono ukuthi uzabehlabela ingoma lawe kuyizwa ungamtshayela nje ethi mina ngibe ndebele ethi jokata ande bakhumana ngasunga kwethu
joka hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford thank you thank you nokungena kuhlelo akithi baba
iyabonga baba Mike ubumfonela njalo nkosi yami
no problem baba Clifford zakufonela ngithi baba All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard from uClifford Mhlanga. Anzi ayi wadzoka uyamwe ndiyo nziyo yano farira vanyatsotaura kuti aiwa anzi nyika yeZimbabwe aiwa takarasikirwa negama zvechokwadi tudzewo maondo renyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwe plus 12023619277 ndiyo namba yekufona munokwanisa zvekare kundinyorera maondo renyu pawhatsapp pa plus 12023450318 now earlier on umnumzana uDonald Mamboma and other callers came in and they were saying ukuthi Ilegacy ka baba Mthukudzi, the one thing they can say is ukuthi legends never die, ukuthi its spirit sabo moves on. And Donald Mamboma came in and he also talked about his daughter Usama Mthukudzi. Now, whilst on the same issue of Usama Mthukudzi, 4 days ago Usama released a song, a dedication to her father. Let's take a look at that dedication and then we'll hear more ukuthi lewubona njani udabula khona ekutwini.
Ayiwa baba manisindira. Ayo mama mama ni tsira Ayo mama mama ni tsira
Ayo mama mama ni tsira
mani kura ngorira Ayo mama mama ni tsira
Ayo mama mama ni tsira
mani kura ngorira
Anzi na Sama Mthukudzi aiwa baba manditsimbira. That song is 7 minutes long. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole song. But if you're looking to check it out, you must go to her YouTube page, Selma Mthukudzi. Muchamzwa chinyatso imbanzi. Aiwa baba manditsimbira. Father, 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 why did you leave me? You've left me hurt. Asizweni ukuthi uFarai uthini yena ngodaba lekhona ekutwini. Let's go back to my guest, uFarai Mufuti. Farai, usakhona ecingweni.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Farai, Ubaba Mthukudzi did something very special that very few artists can do. He sang language-specific songs. However, he was embraced across all cultures, all races worldwide. How is it that an artist can do something like that?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think it speaks to the level of depth. Oliver Mthukudzi had, which is comparative to people like Tenise Keita, if not larger, who sense of self-worth and understanding of the cultural norms that formed them and made them were able to draw in people of different cultures. I think it's the fact that he was centered around his own sense of identity. He understood. The cultural norms and the cultural value systems that made her, Zimbabwe, and I just feel how to leverage them to the external. I don't think it's something he went to sort out. I think it's just an amazing talent, and he had an amazing, unique voice, amazing uniqueness about his sounding, his sound production was only identifiable to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the outstanding originality that came not only with his music production, that came also with the uniqueness of his voice, but equally buttressed by the heavy message, the message that was associated with the sense of depth, rich culture, social value systems that were moralistic and educational at the same time, profoundly beautiful. You know, opened up that market for him. So I don't think there's a method and a program that one can instill or a plan one can follow. I think he was all around unique in that sense. And you'll find it with all the other legends that have contributed to African music as he did. That they were very sophisticated in their talent, but equally relatable, even though they sang in a vernacular language.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you one more time. Ngithathe umunyumlaleli, let me read some comments, and then I'll come back to you. Angitfara.
No problem.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe. So, we got 20 minutes. We are going to cheap our WhatsApp. We carry the big mic. Ugulo muntu opalayo uti the big mic JTK under your voice. I was no good. Gamchira mchirongwa. Thank you so much for tuning in. Panomwaru mnyoran zituku was a star. Nziyo yando farira. Neria. Tamboyiri za Neria. That was a song. Gulo nyoni lae uti hi. Uti hello. That's Fortune Nyoni in Wange. How are you? Tuku was the best teacher. Lo Munyoni who is in Wange. Ngezo njalo gulo mnyo opalae uti. Aiwa samanyanga raive gamba guru. Aiwa tinotenda zukuru endrae mberi mchirongwa. We'll be reading it live on air, and those that are looking to join, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, so you can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. How Baba Fortune? I just read the comment. I could not even.
I am the one who is out there for
Nantu tabulo kono kuti ni Fortune. 1 year later, utuku se ambilo utini ngale mbali
yake. Yeah, I can say this. Uwalado wati ya imisa eni asoze lisele especially with na abatala kula even abalande baile.
Which song is that, Baba? Ndiwewe Gauripo. Okay. He should see Nibuwe Lengo.
Baba?
Bengiti, what does that song mean to you, Baba Nyon?
Ingoma liana itipo na wanyo zutu kikare mera chavoda. At the end of the day.
Is there anything specific that you think ukuthi washiyela abantu abasakhulayo?
Yeah, ubaba intekeng ukuthi emulinga wothuku ay
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was Nyoni. Arumunya Totaurao, Maundra Ake, Hanzai, Wabatu, Kutarasikirwa, Muriel Zimbabwe, Tose, Ndebele Shona, Kalanga, everybody, and Sarasikirwa, Negamba, Guru, Sesla Tegelo, Likawe, Langembela. Asizwe nukutukulu, nukutukulu mungi umlalele ungenaya kushelo, nukutukulu ondina umuo, sekare mtereri, arupina mchirongwa, asizwe nukutena umlalele utini, ngotabule kone kutini. Kola kola mtereri, ndino mkamchirai mchirongwa, mkwano kone kutungwen.
Magadi.
Ai watirinani ndiani aripo parunhare apo?
Ndimbuya.
Eh mukoma ndakuti mukoma mbuya ora ini mbuya zviri kufamba. Aiwa tiri nani mapinda kamuchirongwa gore rapfuura musaka bvutuku vaenda munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Aiwa musaka bvutuku vakatisira vanatuku vakawanda. Kuenda kwavatuku hatina kurasikirwa saka tiwana vanatuku vakawanda kana vaimbi vaitika vakati vachitenda kuti vakatisirwa navatuku. There must be something big that they should do. Yes.
So what is
the my idea of my patterns and my political parties and I will battery by one of the PF and the way she ended. Probably move right on a patterns and I see that she has to see. You know, they get up a taxi. And I want to go at that because so much so I can't do an English at the aside. I am a man in a party. And I've never been able to teach you. She was my
I'm going to go to the house.
Panezo vari kugaka vara vari mushamavo iye aifanira kuzvii mini pita semwana and I think nekuda kwekuti vanhu vario vanozikanwa sezvavo zvakaenda pachekerere asi iye semwana aide azvimini pita kune iye akasiyiwa navatu kana toenda pamaraiti chaivo chaivo vakati kuna iyeo kana iyeo seuma chaiye kana mudzimai wese ari muzimbabwe shuwa hakuna asingafari kuona murume wake achimusiyira zvinhu hazvinei kuti anenge afa saka kureva kuti zvaakutanga kunzia zvindeukusana zvangasoro nehama kune songu yambotaura namukoma vaya inonzi ngwarirai ndinoitawo zvikuru songu yandinoti naive seuma ngaazame kuiridza songu yababa vake aone zvainotaura because inotaura inobatanidza inomutsiura tenherera kuti azive ndiyaamutungamiriri pakare paya kana iye asipo haibudirire saka aripo pakuzvininetisa and I think kwandakafanana kana ndichiteera ndichiva ndaiteerawo tuku
aaakaita
mukombo kuti vake semu zvakaite sekuti seuma akafara kuti mwanakomana watuku ashaya saka iye ndiye avepo
aiwa mukoma
tuku haana kufara nazvizvo saka iye ngaazvione
aiwa tanzwa kubva kune muteereri anga achitaurawo maondoro ake pamusoro penhoroondo yamushakabvu baba tsukudzi. Now muri ezimbabwe pasara 2 minutes, regai tikurumidze tiroyewo one last song ekababu mutsukudzi. Hanzi kusatenda uroi topeta chirongwa. Let's take a look at the last song that we have queued up for you all. Ingoma yekababu mutsukudzi kusatenda uroi. Let's go. Baba Oliver Mutsukudzi hanzi aiwa kusatenda huroi. Muriyo Zimbabwe tashuka kumagume chirongwa chedu cha nasi. I would have loved to give all guests mnumzana Farayma futi his last opportunity to wrap up. Gotwa is kati sese siyong mangoi. Lirote na munuwese apina mchirongwa. Today on The Connection, we're celebrating the life of the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi. Ano kone kaine mfaru, ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Muriyo Zimbabwe chosanga na pa Instagram, ne pa Twitter, at BigMike3, BigMyke3. That's my username. Urukure ya ipere panapa, ngachirendere peri pa social media. Anokuwe nekaini mfaro, imi umai kome. Bye-bye!